This is Ozarks at Large. Hospitalizations and vaccinations were the main topics of discussion at Governor Asa Hutchinson's first pandemic response briefing of the new year, which lasted over an hour. The first doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines began arriving in the state during the holidays and are currently being distributed to Group 1A, which includes high-priority healthcare workers and long-term care facility staff and residents. The governor announced the state has also decided to move first responders into that 1A group, bringing the total of people eligible for the vaccine to 180,000. Governor Hutchinson says the goal is to complete the 1A round of vaccinations by the end of January. The other change made by the state is in Group 1B. Originally, people 75 and older were going to be eligible for the vaccine, but that threshold has now been lowered to 70. Governor Hutchinson says that age group alone includes 400,000 Arkansans, not counting the essential workers like teachers and grocery store workers who are also included in Group 1B.
And so you can see the monumental shift in volume whenever you go into 1B. And then 1C, of course, is even a larger scope of the population, but that will be people who are 65 to 69, people who are 16 to 64 with high-risk medical conditions, and then essential workers as well that are not covered in 1B will be in 1C. And of course, the essential workers are broken down based upon CDC guidelines in those categories of front-facing in 1B and these in 1C.
The goal is to open vaccine availability to Group 1B on February 1st and to have that group vaccinated within 60 days. Governor Hutchinson says the state has had to prioritize people this way because of vaccine supply chain limitations.
Now, everyone is asking a couple of questions. When is it my turn, and how do I get the vaccine? Well, for 1A, the hospitals and pharmacies are setting up clinics and systems of vaccination for our long-term care facilities, our first responders, our healthcare workers. For 1B, which we hope to begin February 1, we'll continue to use the pharmacies because they are in every community. We'll continue to use our hospitals as they complete their healthcare worker assignment, supporting us on our first responders. They will be assigned a mission consistent with their utilization of their nurses for on-bed services, but to make sure that we can use our hospitals to carry out the mission for non-bedside resources for vaccination. We'll also utilize our local health units that will be having teams to vaccinate as well when we get to 1B.
The governor says Arkansas Emergency Management Division Director A.J. Gary and National Guard General Kendall Penn will help plan the vaccination initiative for groups 1B and 1C and the general public in coordination with the State Department of Health and the private sector. That plan will be made available on the state's website by January 15th. Governor Hutchinson also discussed where the state stands on vaccinations thus far.
I would emphasize that the data is delayed. And so CDC gave our reporting elements, which is our pharmacies, our hospitals that administer the vaccinations, 3 days to report results. And the reason is we want them vaccinating and we give them a little bit more time to put in the information into our system. And so we don't have moment-by-moment information, but this is the January 5th report that we have received 134,425 doses, and we've given out 37,884. And as you can see, in the last 24 hours, we've added almost 3,000 to that total. 28% of those doses have been received and given, and that is in this is at our hospitals, our state long-term care facilities, and our health care providers. Now, if you go down to the next category, our long-term care by CVS, Walgreens, as you can see, is 5.4% that has been administered. That is going to be picking up pace. I know that they've worked very hard to schedule appointments at our long-term care facilities, and I expect that to accelerate very quickly.
The vaccination data is being compiled and updated on the Department of Health website. Dr. Cam Patterson, the Chancellor of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences and member of the Governor's Winter COVID-19 Task Force, was also present at yesterday's briefing. He says the state is continuing to set records for coronavirus hospitalizations, with about 1,500 Arkansans hospitalized across the state. Patterson described the system as strained, but not breaking. He says all of the state's hospitals are stretched thin, and just last week, UAMS had been considering initiating its Phase 2 surge capacity plan.
Our surge Phase 2 for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences would be to begin to double occupy single bedded rooms. We have fitted those rooms out from an IT standpoint to allow double occupancy. We would increase the expansion of our emergency department into an adjacent parking deck that will allow us to accommodate more flow through the emergency department if that is needed. Across the state, other hospitals have similar surge plans that they are willing and ready to execute if need be. In addition to that, Baptist Health, in collaboration with the Department of Emergency Management, is building out additional inpatient bed resources that could be brought online if needed, if the situation becomes acutely critical.
Patterson says at this point he doesn't foresee any critical moments in the next 2 to 3 weeks, but expects the strain on the healthcare system to continue to increase week over week. Meanwhile, Arkansas Health Secretary Dr. Jose Romero summed up the COVID-19 situation in the state this way.
It's important to note that right now we are compensating for these increased cases, but these cases will increase. I unfortunately need to say that today, because what we are seeing now is what I and all of us have warned about, that is a surge on top of a surge. And how much of a second surge we have on top of that first surge is unknown. It's concerning that today we have over 4,000 cases. Over the weeks, if you go back and look at our reports, you'll see that we slowly rise over the week to culminate on a Friday with the high numbers. So if we continue with that trend, we will see significant numbers. It is up to each citizen to adhere to the three W's that we've talked about. This can be slowed down. It cannot be completely stopped at this point. But it is up to each citizen to adhere to this. This is not an exaggeration.
Governor Hutchinson says right now the state is not considering any additional restrictions because the new cases of COVID-19 continue to be the result of family and social gatherings, not from work environments. Arkansas Secretary of Education Johnny Key also provided an update on coronavirus emergency leave for teachers and school staff. Last semester, the state's CARES Act Steering Committee approved $15 million to cover up to 2 weeks of emergency leave for COVID-19 related reasons. But those funds have since run out.
However, we would encourage districts to consider continuing that policy of providing flexible leave options across the state. It has been an important part of our success across the state so that teachers know that they have that option available and do not have to use their own personal leave that can be used for other types of illnesses. Districts can choose to use local funds, or they can use the new federal funds that I mentioned last week. Arkansas is subject to receive over $500 million from the latest federal stimulus act that will be going directly to schools.
Key also says the state is still planning to conduct standardized testing and is working with school districts to establish plans for doing that testing on-site for all students, including those who have opted to do school virtually. You can watch yesterday's full briefing by going to Governor Asa Hutchinson's YouTube channel.